Media app.
CBS News Brief. Harvard's president Claudine Gay announced her resignation today following backlash over congressional testimony on anti-Semitism on college campuses. She was Harvard's first black president and second woman to lead the university, but had only been in the position since July. Police are still looking into why a driver reportedly filled a rented SUV with gas canisters and barreled into a crowd on New Year's Day in Rochester, New York. Police Chief David Smith.
Investigators are still combing through evidence recovered from his vehicle, but nothing thus far has been recovered that provides any additional insight into why this occurred.
Two people died and nine others were injured there. A Japan Airlines plane burst into flames in Tokyo today after crashing into a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft. CBS's Lucy Kraft.
While passengers and crew safely escaped, all of the Coast Guard crew except for the pilot, who was in serious condition, perished.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After three consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. The names of six Republicans and one Democrat will appear on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballots for now. That list includes Donald Trump and President Biden. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee met this morning. Candidates who want to be taken off the list have until the 30th to say so. Candidates who want to be added will have to collect signatures to qualify. Wisconsin's primary is April 2nd. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 19-year-old from Hartford died in a New Year's Eve crash in Fond du Lac County. The incident took place just after 1 a.m. as the 19-year-old, identified as Taya Grimes by her family, was ejected from her car as it rolled multiple times. The sheriff's office suspects that alcohol may have played a role in the crash. Among the four people in Grimes' car, only one suffered serious injuries. The Milwaukee Public Museum is aiming for a spring groundbreaking and an additional $35 million in donations. Museum managers say they've secured $66 million so far. The goal is to get remaining funds from private donors rather than the government. If successful, the museum anticipates a groundbreaking this year, leading to the new museum's opening in 2027. Originally, the plan was to open the museum in 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Packers make a roster move. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After beating the Vikings on Sunday Night Football 33-10, the Packers have placed second-year wide receiver Samori Toure on IR and promoted Bo Melton to the 53-man roster. Melton had six catches for 105 yards against Minnesota, the first Packers receiver to have a game with 100 yards or more in receptions this season. I asked him after the game if he was able to find those open spots against the Vikings zone defense.
Yeah, you know, I was finding windows. You know, a lot of our receivers were finding windows as well. They have a great defense, so we're just trying to go into certain defenses and try to exploit that.
College football, the Badgers fought but fell short against number 13th-ranked LSU. The final in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, 35-31 in favor of the Tigers. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen, right? You go into place, you say, well, we're going to tackle better, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the reality is it's, you know, it's a lot of hot air.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Increasing clouds today and winds beginning to whip up to 25 miles per hour, pushing our high temperatures into the mid-30s. By tonight, we'll be cloudy with lows in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and temperatures holding in the mid-30s. Be prepared for a cold front on Thursday. Currently, it's 28.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Aaron, Todd's producer, letting you know that this is some pre-recorded content from a couple weeks back. We were talking about the Wisconsin Maps gerrymandering case, which has now been decided, but the conversation is still relevant. Most of what you're about to hear is some stories about what it used to be like to work in politics before the hyperpartisanship we know today. Enjoy.
Many thanks to former Senate Majority Leaders Dale Schultz, Republican of Richland Center, and Tim Cullen, Democrat from Janesville. Great to have them both on the show today on this historic day in the state of Wisconsin, Mr. Summers.
Absolutely. And I especially appreciate the air of positivity and hope that they were able to bring that, like, it emphasizing that the judges have heard the people, they know what we feel is right, and they are really taking the time to think about it and lay it out and make sure they have everything correct.
Yeah, and the thing is, I would add to that, I agree with everything you said. I would add to that, in my opinion, I think a court that is going to apply the law as it's written and apply it correctly rather than, you know, letting partisan bent tilt their judgment. Just my opinion on that.
It seems that way from the way they presented it.
Yeah. So we will continue to track this as it progresses through the Supreme Court on gerrymandering. Let you know if we have more news on that today or certainly when a decision comes down. Could dramatically change elections and what happens in 2024 in the state of Wisconsin. But again, my many thanks to Dale and Tim for taking time out of their Thanksgiving week to join us today for the show. Great guy. You get a sense of why I enjoyed working for both of them and with them as we travel around the state.
Yeah, definitely. Especially like the joke that Tim Cullen told at first about, you know, going out of town for haircuts and betraying the local economy. That was really funny.
Well, they gave each other crap all the time just to get a reaction, you know,
right.
which was just a lot of fun. And as we traveled around the state back in, you know, 2013, 14, 15, that, you know, 2013, 14, I guess, but people love, to your point, people, as we would travel around across Wisconsin, because again, Senate Majority Leader at the time, Scott Fitzgerald, who's now in Congress, he wouldn't even allow them to have a public hearing. And so the two of them just said, screw it, we'll pay for this ourselves. And so we went around, we set it up just like an official public hearing, ran it just like an official public hearing, but technically it wasn't because it wasn't paid for by the state Senate. But we had these hearings and people came out from both sides, both Republicans and Democrats, that were all in favor of fair maps. And they loved the fact that you had a Republican and a Democrat working together. And oftentimes, former state senator Bob Jauch, a former majority leader himself, a Democrat, would join us. Also, I know that Dale's mentor, former Republican state senator Dan Thino, who used to represent northern Wisconsin, he is in favor of fair maps as well. So this is a bipartisan issue, and great to have people from both sides of the aisle supporting this. And that's what I think people are hungry for in the state of Wisconsin.
I know if I am running in an election or a competition, I want to win on the strength of my ideas,
right?
Not on rigged maps.
Exactly.
So exactly. Whatever side you're on, I think it just makes sense.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers will be in for a Tuesday Tangents with Luke at 1:30. He is going to update us on all of the sports situations. You could hear a bevy, a plethora, a buffet of sports on civic media across the state of Wisconsin this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, from the Packers to the Badgers to the Bucks. Luke will have all the details for us at the bottom of the hour. And also we'll talk a little politics with Luke as well and find out whatever else is on Luke's mind. Is Remy the dog going to have a special Thanksgiving Day meal?
I hope so. He deserves it.
We'll find out. We will talk about that. Right now, though, I want to talk at 10 past the hour of 1 o'clock. I want to talk about a subject that we don't talk about often, and certainly we don't talk about enough. And that is people who are homeless and who are deprived of freedom. We talk about freedom a lot, of course, on this show and other places. Freedom to be safe requires housing. Freedom of basic bodily function. They don't have a toilet if you're homeless, several people. Freedom to be clean. They don't have a sink or a shower. Freedom to go where one chooses. Having no private property. Homeless people are confined to public sidewalks, parks, libraries. Their camps are wiped out, and they become jailed for trespassing. Freedom of action. Homeless have no place to perform many actions. People who are homeless are under the arbitrary power of, dependent upon, and dominated by those who own property 24/7. Americans proclaim belief in the Declaration of Independence, which holds a truth as self-evident, that all are endowed with certain unalienable rights. One of those rights is liberty. Yet we enact policies that perpetuate the denial of liberty to people who are homeless. A significant percentage of people who are homeless want to work. Many actually do work. In fact, in 2021, a study from the University of Chicago estimates that 40% of unsheltered people were employed, either full or part-time. Most people who are homeless in our communities are American citizens, many of whom are veterans. Denial of freedom to them is fundamentally un-American. Many of us will have the blessing, the fortune, together at home, or at a friend's home, or at a family member's home, and celebrate with a beautiful dinner and a warm fire and friendship and love. And I thought it was appropriate this Thanksgiving week to take a moment out to recognize those who don't have those things. And to remind each of us, including myself, try to look for helpers and look for solutions. And I want to give a shout out to one of our friends and colleagues here at Civic Media, Earl Ingram, who himself is a servant, is involved in the community, and is involved in a project, as he has been for several years, in the Milwaukee, Waukesha area, of giving out, I think he said, over 200 turkeys and meals and things to people in need. And I hope as we enter the holidays, each of us will find a way to do our part. And you don't have to spend hundreds or even $100. You don't have to go and spend days at a soup kitchen to be helpful. Sometimes it's just giving $5 to a food pantry. Or when you go through the store, you know, there's a big round barrel or a box that says, hey, if you've got something extra, put it in here. You know, take $5 or whatever, $10, buy some canned soup and put it in one of those barrels to help a food pantry. I remember when my mom had nothing. It was just my mom and my sister and I. And my mom had nothing, virtually. I mean, it was all she could do just to help take care of the three of us. And she would always say during the holidays, pick out one toy that you don't use anymore that's in decent condition, and we're going to go down, we're going to donate that to the Salvation Army or Toys for Tots. United States Marine Corps is famous for helping out with Toys for Tots. And we would donate it. And it made you feel better about yourself. It actually, you know, we spend so much of our time trying to buy the holiday spirit, right? No, I'm going to go buy gifts for people and we're going to have fancy food or whatever it's going to be. And this will make us feel better. And look, all those things are wonderful. And if you could afford it, and, you know, again, I'm not trying to say we should all sit and just not enjoy things if we can. What I'm simply asking, trying to plant the seed and say, take a moment to remember those who don't have. Well, you and I might. And do what we can. Everybody could do something. Whether it's volunteering time, doesn't cost you anything besides your time. Give them $5. If you're more well off, give 100, 500, 1,000. And give it to local charities that you know that all those proceeds are going to go to people. And in particular, take time to think about those who are homeless. What are your thoughts on this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Try that again, Todd. Take two. 844-967-2789. Is there a foundation? Is there an organization in your community? This program goes across the state of Wisconsin. If you'd like to call in and promote your organization, I mean, now people with Venmo and PayPal, people can give money like that over the air, right? Just by an app. If you have a charity, if you have something that you're doing in your community this week for Thanksgiving or the holidays, give us a call. I want to put you on the air. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it to your Apple or Android device.
I know in Manitowoc, there's Peter's Pantry, which if you are in Manitowoc, you have definitely heard of it because it's the biggest one. It's just the name that everybody knows. Catchy little name, Peter's Pantry. Mm. They do a lot of food drives, and it's a great place to donate.
That's fantastic. Peter's Pantry over there in Manitowoc. That's great. Yeah, I mean, I know that, you know, and this is the thing we hear a lot about. Oh, my gosh, you know, we don't want to give people free lunches at schools anymore. Well, I can tell you, I know of a school district in Southwest Wisconsin, and I know this firsthand, that there's a school district that provided breakfast over the summer for anybody. And oftentimes families would come because that was the only meal they had all day. And I think it's easy for us to forget. There are people that are working right now in our stores and around us and maybe even with us, and they're living in their vehicle. Or they're staying with a relative. They're not technically, you know, sleeping on the streets, but they don't have their own home. Think about those folks. If you want to promote your organization, give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund, and I'm talking with Brett Uhlberg, owner of Robert Hack Diamonds. Brett, I hear you pay cash for gold.
Not only gold, but silver, diamonds in any form like jewelry, teeth, coins, flatware.
Why should I sell you my gold?
Why not? Our store is the only store that recommends you shop around before you sell. This way you know you're getting the most money. But if Robert Hack Diamonds can't beat a competitor's offer on your scrap gold, we'll give you $20 just for letting us try.
Hey, what if I'm shy?
You? Well, at Robert Hack Diamonds, we sit with you at a table. We go through your items and make you an offer. You're not pressured, and we offer more on jewelry that we can resell.
Can I trade my gold for a new piece of jewelry?
Of course you can, and not only that, we can custom make a piece of jewelry using your gold and gems.
Hey, there you have it, folks. Sell your gold to my friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And
thanks for tuning in to the Todd Allbaugh Show. This is Aaron, Todd's producer, letting you know that this is a pre-recorded conversation from a few weeks back. Todd and I were talking about what kinds of food are safe to give your pets on holidays, but it's important information to know year-round. Enjoy.
At the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers will be along to talk about tangents. Not just any tangent, Tuesday tangents with Luke Mathers. Giving us the update where you can find your favorite sporting event over the weekend and also his take on news, life, turkey. We'll ask him about all those things.
And we can't forget, we have to ask him what he's doing special for his dog, Remy, for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, he and his wife, they take, Remy is a lucky dog. He is well taken care of. And I'm just interested to see whether there's any special meal for Remy. That might be a good question, too. Do you ever give your pet a special holiday? We used to, a holiday meal. Our schnauzer. We had a miniature schnauzer growing up. And we kind of, they say, don't give them human food. But how can you not? Right? I mean, how can you? My sister and her husband and family, they have a little Bichon poodle mix, Frankie, named after Frank Kaminsky. And Frankie is not supposed to get human food. Now, when the dog comes to my mom's house and Uncle Todd is fixing the meal, there may be a bit of turkey that accidentally falls off the counter down so Frankie can get that. It may happen.
I'm not an expert, so do not take this as medical advice or veterinary advice. But I think if it happens a couple times a year, it's probably okay.
But here's the thing. After it happens a couple, that dog will sit right at my feet and look at me constantly.
Yep.
So my everyone sister's knows. Like, why is Frankie? I know.
Yeah.
The dog can't just be cool about it and chill. She has to like out me, that I'm feeding her, turkey. But she loves it. It makes her very, very happy.
At least you're causing some joy for the holidays. Let's go with
that's
that.
That's what the holidays are supposed to be about, right? Do you feed your dog a special holiday meal? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
I'll have to see if we're doing anything like that for Simon, the leopard gecko.
You have a leopard gecko?
Back in Manitowoc, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever told me that.
Yes, I know I have because we've told the story about how he only has one nut.
That's right.
Because he got the other one surgically removed.
How could I forget this? That was back in the old station, the old studio when we were in the morning. We needed to kill 3 hours. And how could I forget that?
We had a lot of fun animal stories, so I thought I'd share one of my own.
That's right. Mr. Zommers owns a one-nutted gecko, which it is Movember, by the way. In all seriousness, men's health. It's a great time for men to be aware of, prostate cancer, testicular cancer. I have known people, it's a very serious issue that men, should do self-examinations, just like women do self-breast examinations. And you should, examine if you find a lump that doesn't belong there, get it examined in all seriousness. And I know people have had successful testicular cancer surgery and have lost, a nut. But I've never heard that happen with a gecko.
I know. And we probably wouldn't have done it, except that it turned out it was actually pretty cheap.
I'm sure it was.
I would have wanted to anyway, because, you got to love Simon, the leopard gecko. He's such a chill dude. Now more chill than he used to be. But you got to...
Did he? Well, I mean, like when the Gecko commercial comes on TV, does it excite him or not really?
I don't know. Yeah. He's not by the TV.
Okay. He doesn't get the chance to see.
No, he doesn't.
All right.
That'd be interesting, though. Just move him into
I'm curious, how did they find this? How did they know it was an issue?
Because it got trapped in shedded skin and was like gangrenous, not gangrene, but like necrotic tissue hanging off the back. And we're like, something is not right here.
I would think not. Well, it's a good thing. And he's doing well.
Oh, yeah. He's been great ever since.
Just calmer, more calm.
But still very curious, but well-behaved.
Simon, the one-nutted gecko, curious, but well-behaved.
Indeed.
Now, right there. That's the kind of Thanksgiving story, you know, you want around the table when somebody brings something like that up.
See, what happens is one of your family members is going to bring something up that's uncomfortable, or right. They'll start sharing, like, I don't know, transphobic beliefs. And you're just like, you know, I have a gecko with one nut. Just very loudly and drown them out.
Or now you can say, I was listening to the radio and I heard this great story about a gecko. Let me tell it to you. And that'll kind of break things up and people get people laughing. You know, and also we've had our friend Kira, we got to get Kira Saban back on, our life coach. But, you know, she's told us before. And she's a trained professional on how to get along with people. Remember, she told us, I think this was like about Easter or whatever last year. And she's like, when you're going to gather, if you know that you're going to a place where there are people of, let's say, different political beliefs, there's nothing wrong, as she told us, with setting the ground rules and saying, look, I'm happy to come. I want to spend time with everybody. But can we agree that we're not going to discuss politics, or we're not going to discuss maybe a smaller parameter? Like, we're just not going to bring up Biden, Trump. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. And that can be very successful. I know I've had that happen in my own family at some gatherings, and sometimes one of them will bring it up anyway. And the other person's just like, hey, we said we're not going to talk about this. Come on. And as long as it doesn't always work, sometimes they'll get mad. But as long as if you're initiating these rules, you don't engage in the conversation when it comes up, and you don't let yourself get too angry, then it works.
Right. So if you know you're, and I'm fortunate that I'm not going into that situation on Thanksgiving. We all more or less see eye to eye and get along. I know there won't be any like heated political disagreements, right. But I know for some people that's very, very real. And in fact, well, Dale Schultz and Tim Cullen, who we had on earlier, when they would travel around the state, they would talk about this and they'd hear stories. People would tell them stories. Not so much over gerrymandering, but around Act 10. And the Scott Walker that divided the state over Act 10 and took away collective bargaining rights for public employees. And there are golf foursomes that no longer golf together. There are families that no longer gather for holidays. There are people who changed pews in their church because they didn't want to sit next to someone from the other political side. And I think that's just sad and unfortunate. And hopefully that's what we have to try to get away from in this state, in this country, is focusing less on our differences and what binds us together as Americans and human beings.
Definitely.
And realizing, as we said before, look, if someone is homeless, it doesn't mean that they're a schmuck and lazy. Maybe they've fallen on hard times. Maybe that for reasons beyond their control, they had health issues and they want to work. They want to do, maybe they are working. But again, hopefully we could use this holiday season, not just Thanksgiving, but into Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's and Kwanzaa, all the great holidays of the season. And remember all the good. Remember, we talk about it lasting all year round. We have to be better, including myself, of trying to make it last all year round. It's always a holiday when Luke Mathers comes for a Tuesday Tangents with Luke. He is in the studio. We will hear from Lukester on the other side. Not going to want to miss it. This is the Town Hall Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Respiratory viruses are on the rise. Officials say wastewater analysis shows more COVID-19 in the environment than this time last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says respiratory illnesses may be rising because fewer people are getting vaccinated. Health officials expect to see numbers rise even higher after Christmas and New Year's celebrations. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increases last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. Combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying 7.9% in sales taxes, and the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There will be plenty to talk about at the Big Bend Village Board meeting this week. Several Big Bend police officers have resigned, leaving the department with only 5 remaining officers. Only one is full-time. The resignations follow a failed attempt to disband the police department and ongoing tensions between the village board and the police and fire departments. The fate of the police department is expected to be a topic at the upcoming Big Bend board meeting Thursday night. A silver alert has been issued for a 73-year-old Walworth County man. He was last seen on Monday. Dennis Ryan left his residence in Pell Lake in a 2016 black Jeep Patriot and was last seen on Primrose Road. Ryan is described as 6'3", 195 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde hair, was wearing blue jeans, a black winter hat, and a red flannel shirt. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The Packers make a roster move. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After beating the Vikings on Sunday Night Football 33-10, the Packers have placed second-year wide receiver Samori Toure on IR and promoted Bo Melton to the 53-man roster. Melton had 6 catches for 105 yards against Minnesota, the first Packers receiver to have a game with 100 yards or more in receptions this season. I asked him after the game if he was able to find those open spots against the Vikings zone defense.
Yeah, you know, I was finding windows. You know, a lot of our receivers were finding windows as well. They have a great defense, so we're just trying to go into certain defenses and try to exploit that.
College football, the Badgers fought but fell short against number 13th-ranked LSU. The final in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, 35-31 in favor of the Tigers. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen, right? You go into place, you say, well, we're going to tackle better, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and the reality is it's a lot of hot air.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Increasing clouds today and winds beginning to whip up to 25 miles per hour, pushing our high temperatures into the mid-30s. By tonight, we'll be cloudy with lows in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and temperatures holding in the mid-30s. Be prepared for a cold front on Thursday. Currently, it's 28.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thanks for sticking with us on The Todd Allball Show. This is Aaron, Todd's producer, letting you know that you're listening to a pre-recorded edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers on giving your pets human food. Enjoy.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Tuesday, November 21st. Mr. Zomer's on the board. If it's Tuesday, it's Meet the Press. No, if it's Tuesday, that means it's time for Tuesday Tangents with the one, the only, our friend and colleague, the executive producer of all things Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers. Lukester, how the heck are you on this Thanksgiving Day week?
I'm doing great, Todd. I'm ready for a tangent or two with you.
A tangent or two. All right, let's start off because we talked about this before you came on. We were talking about you earlier, and this led to a discussion that went down quite the rabbit hole. So we're right on track, right off the bat. What we want to know, we got to talk about, do you give your pets a Thanksgiving or a holiday meal? You have this beautiful dog, Remy, you and your lovely wife. Are you one who will give the dog a holiday meal, or does the dog strictly stick to his diet?
Definitely. It's kind of a gray area in between because it's definitely not sticking to a strict diet. I can guarantee you that. You may have heard about the cheese tax. Do you know what the cheese tax is?
I don't know that I do know.
Oh, Kristen and Jane. Yes. Tremendous little clip. I think we've got it out on social media. It's for Civic Media and Asgo's Wisconsin. But this was
a couple months ago.
One of the TikTok trends was a video. TikTok, I'm not on TikTok either. Kristen was the one talking about her show, but it bleeds over into other social media platforms. Saw it on Twitter.
She is the queen of TikTok, by the way, Kristen Bry.
I'm not on there, so I wouldn't know, but I'll take your word for it.
She's everywhere.
But the cheese tax is a thing that if you have a dog out there, you probably are aware of this, but dogs really, really, really like cheese.
Yes.
And so there became kind of a viral song. It was a sensation for a little while ago. A song about cheese tax, and you have to pay the cheese tax, and it's very comical. And so Kristen and Jane on Asgo's Wisconsin had a discussion about the cheese tax, and the cheese tax is a very, very heavy tax in the Mathers household.
Really?
Yes.
Remy is a big cheese dog.
Remy knows when the cheese. We have a cheese drawer as good Wisconsinites. Yes. We have a drawer dedicated to all of our cheeses, and so we don't buy shredded cheese. We like to shred it off the block.
Sure.
So we anytime that we need shredded cheese, we get out the shredder and we get out the cheese block. Nice. And Remy knows the sound of the cheese drawer opening.
No.
Yes. Yes. If you open the fridge and you're like in there for something else, a couple times he'll come and he'll just be like, oh, what's going on in the fridge? But if you open the fridge and then you pull open the cheese drawer off the couch, out of the bed, wherever he's hanging out, he's right there by your side because he knows the sound of the cheese drawer opening in our house. So we'll undoubtedly, thank you. Have some cheese shredding going on this weekend, and Remy will get absolutely some of that. He'll get some scraps here and there, but he doesn't get like a dedicated holiday meal.
Right, not a whole bowl.
Right,
but just I said my sister brings their dog down for the holidays, and Frankie, the Bichon poodle, and I throw a scrap to the dog, which I'm not supposed to. And then she's not chill about it. She keeps on standing by me the entire weekend.
That's the thing.
And my sister's like, oh.
Yep. Kelsey knows because my folks are the one, my dad, he likes giving Remy scraps around the Thanksgiving or the Christmas or whatever table. Really, it could be just a random Tuesday in the middle of the summer too. But Remy knows to go to my dad for the scraps because he helps him out. So Kelsey's always kind of rolling her eyes at my dad because he's just like, what? It was going to go to the waste. Like, it had to go to the dog. Of course, I was just going to throw it out. What do you mean? And so there will be some of that this Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, that's okay. It's the holidays, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, absolutely. So he knows the weak targets too. He knows who to go hang out. He'll you know, watch one of the niece or nephews kind of lollygagging, eating one of their plates over at the kids' table, and you know, he'll keep an eye, and you know, sometimes he's not necessarily the best boy, and he'll snag a roll or some meat or something like that off if it's low-hanging fruit. Like,
well, didn't he recently eat like an entire loaf of bread or something recently?
Yeah, he did. He was a troublemaker. I have to be careful with what words I use, how upset I was with that one. He is a troublemaker sometimes. When he sees opportunity, he strikes, and he's too smart for his own good. And my nieces and nephews, like when we go camping and stuff, we use the seat of the picnic table as their table.
Oh, yeah.
So they can just stand there and eat. And he loves that
of
because
course.
It's just, it is prime hunting grounds for him, because if one of my nephew like turns away to go get another juice box or something and that plate is unattended, Remy's right there and he knows. So
we're gonna get to some holiday sports, some Thanksgiving news, other things here with you in a bit. Again, we're talking to our friend and colleague, executive producer of Civic Media, Luke Mathers. Tuesday Tangents, Luke. But Luke, I want to give you a chance to weigh in your thoughts on the big news story of the day: Wisconsin State Supreme Court taking up gerrymandering and fair maps. We had former Senate Majority Leaders Dale Schultz, Republican, Tim Cullen, Democrat, spoke very eloquently. They were there earlier today, watched some of these proceedings in person. And they said they were really impressed by the court itself and how judicious, for lack of a better term, they were, and really listening to both sides and taking this all in. Your thoughts on what's happening just up the street right now?
It's about time that we're here in this case. It feels like just a few days ago that it was August and everybody was complaining that there was going to be reviews of the maps and these lawsuits being filed, and it's now late November, mid to late November, and the arguments are underway. I'm curious to see how the rest of everything today wraps up and kind of where we go from here. But it's the fast track now. We're in it. It is happening, and so it is interesting to see that it's taking place up there at the Supreme Court, and it's kind of one of those things where you kind of just sit and wait now. Yeah. You wait for the deliberations that the high court's going to do, and we're going to get an answer hopefully sooner rather than later, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the exact date, but I think there's a date sometime late January, early February, where a decision has to come down if it's going to be in effect for 2024, simply because you have to get Elections Commission has to get ballots, nomination papers, and they have to know where those lines are in order for people to circulate nomination papers. Right. So this is not going to drag on for months. This is going to be a matter of days or weeks.
And I think that will be the interesting part of exactly how long the deliberations take and how these justices rule ultimately on, and what kind of timeline it's going to put the state on for 2024, because it's going to get interesting. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm not in the prediction business. I'm not going to be out here just saying that I think this or that it is something that we obviously, I think a lot of people are paying attention to today, and it's on the minds of a lot of Wisconsinites, not just here in Madison, but around the state. And it's going to be interesting to see kind of where we go from here. Collectively, now that we're to this point of or arguments being heard before the Supreme Court.
Dale Schultz of the Republican side confirmed that, yes, when he was in the Senate in 2011, that was kind of the basis for the current maps that were redrawn here a couple of years ago. But he confirmed that certainly politics was in play, that he had to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
All lawmakers did.
Yeah, in order to look at their maps, you know, across the street, the lawmakers' office.
All Republicans
did. Right? Yeah,
nobody else got to see it.
Right. And so this whole narrative that somehow politics wasn't involved or a huge consideration, Dale firsthand just said that's a bunch of baloney. That's my words, not his. On the other side, a former Democratic Senate Majority Leader Tim Cullen said he too feels that it would be a mistake for this or any court to tilt the maps really hard line the other way and make it blatantly in favor of Democratic lawmakers. Both these guys, one a Republican and one a Democrat, hope that this court, if they do decide the current maps are unconstitutional, come together to have a map that's as fair as humanly possible and really doesn't outright, at least, favor one side or the other.
Right. And at the end of the day, Wisconsin is a pretty 50-50 state. So any map it should be pretty 50-50. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, there should be competitive elections here in the state of Wisconsin for as many of these districts as possible, because ultimately that's how Wisconsinites win, is competition and having these districts truly be reflective of their constituencies rather than having lawmakers set the precedent that was set back in 2011 when they just decided they were going to pick their voters. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to let the voters pick them. They were going to pick their voters. And I think it's a bad precedent for, as you note, either political party to get to pick their voters. And so I think it's about time here in Wisconsin that the voters get to choose who represents them, not the other way around.
1:44, you're listening to the Tunnel Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. We're joined this hour, half hour, by Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, our executive producer here at Civic Media. Luke, you are also the keeper of all things tickets, all things sports, all knowledgeable. For many of us, over the Thanksgiving weekend, you've got the Packers playing on Thanksgiving Day proper against Detroit. You've got the battle for the Axe, Wisconsin football, going against the PJ Flexers, the Gophs up there at Minnesota. It's the Flexers.
Gophs or Goofs? Oh, well, I'm so sorry. Oh,
is,
my bad.
Is there
oh,
a difference? So is, I don't think so. The Gophs and the Goofs. So you got the PJ Flexers taking on the Fixers of Wisconsin. The Fick versus Feck. Fleck, yeah, that's it. For Battle of the Axe. And if there's one team I love to beat, it is the Gophers, and one coach that I just can't stand, it's PJ Fleck. So I really hope that we can win that one. And then you got the Bucks filtered in there. You've got men's basketball. They had a big win last night against Virginia. Mm-hmm. A lot of things going on. So Luke, fill us in what's happening on Civic Media this holiday weekend.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night you got that continuation of the tournament down there in Fort Myers, Florida, where the Badgers did beat Virginia yesterday. They're going to be taking on SMU, St. Mary University. Yep. Looks like the odds should be pretty in their favor tomorrow night, but
hopefully,
we'll see.
Hopefully. I mean, they blew out number 24 Virginia like by 22 points, something like that last night. It was crazy.
Yeah, and so but they slipped against Providence, so it was nice to see them kind of get back on track with that win last night. They're going to be tipping off against SMU at 7:30, part of that tournament. Right. So yeah,
tomorrow.
Depending on how that game goes, though, since it is tournament play throughout the holiday weekend, it will kind of determine when their next game is played, most likely on Friday, I believe, but the time varies then for those Badgers. But you'll want to stay tuned to your Wisconsin Badgers. You can listen to them on WRCE, WFHR, so Richland Center, and Wisconsin Rapids. So you can listen as well. If you're out of those areas, on the Civic Media app, just download the app, take it with you on the go for the holiday weekend. I know a lot of people are out there traveling. Mm-hmm. You can listen to your Badgers wherever you go through the Civic Media streaming app, free and easy to download. But then you also got the Milwaukee Bucks playing tomorrow night, too, going to Boston. It's going to be an interesting game.
Big game.
So first time that Drew Holiday is going to play against his former team. I love Drew. I'm very hoping that he does well, and then I hope the rest of the Celtics just, you know, fall in the Boston Harbor or something. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's the goal there. Boston currently leading the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee, I believe, in third place after their victory over Washington.
But it's early.
Yes. So yeah, very early, but it's this is kind of shaping up to be one of those rivalries right now in the NBA. So the Celtics and the Bucks are always very competitive against each other when they're going. So this is their first meetup of the regular season this year for 2023 and 2024. It'll be a great game. That's tomorrow night as well. And then they host the Washington Wizards, who they did just take care of business pretty handily last night. But they'll be hosting the Wizards in Milwaukee on Friday as the third NBA in-season matchup for the tournament. NBA in-season tournament play against the Wizards. The Wizards have already fallen 0-2 in their in-tournament play, so it'll be hopefully they can repeat what they did last night and take care of business. So they got Boston tomorrow, Wizards on Friday. But what do you think? You think the Packers are going to be able to pull out a Thanksgiving Day win?
No.
No? Come on!
I mean, I hope they do. I'll be watching and listening. I'll be in Richland.
This is the first time that they're on Thanksgiving again in some time.
For a long time.
Yeah, it's been a number of years.
Yeah, and so I'll be back in Richland Center. I can listen to it on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. And a reminder, unfortunately, the NFL, like Major League Baseball, the NBA, they do not allow us to stream on the app. So you have to be in one of our communities that has it over the air. I will be. So I'll dial in a little Wayne Larrivee and I have it on the TV. But I hope the Packers can win, but there's one big reason I hope they do, because our friend Earl Ingram has made a bet with the Gravedigger on the Gilbert Brown.
They
have a bet. If the Packers win, Earl is going to dye his hair. He's going to dye his hair
green
black.
And gold?
It's black, I think.
Come on. That's not even a fun bet. Well, then.
I don't know. I tuned in a little late. All I know is there's a bet.
And there's hair dye involved
right,
of some
kind. Because Earl is a Detroit fan. If the Lions win, then Gilbert Brown has to give Earl an autographed jersey, like a premium, real, legit NFL jersey.
All right.
I want to see Earl dye his hair.
Right there.
So I hope the Packers win. We'll come back with more with Luke Mathers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The cheese tax, the cheese tax.
You gotta pay the cheese tax every time you're cooking. When the cheese comes out, this puppy comes looking. The rules are the rules and the facts are the facts. And when the cheese drawer opens, you gotta pay the tax.
The cheese tax, the cheese tax.
Hand it over quick or things might get ugly. I can get really loud. I'm a really barky puppy. I'm not just asking because I'm looking for snacks. This is real important business and you gotta pay the tax.
Welcome back to the Saddle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of...
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Thanks for sticking with us on the Todd Allball Show as we talk with Luke Mathers about the cheese tax and other ways that we give our pets human food. Tomorrow, we'll be live again with a brand new edition of the Todd Allball Show. But thanks for tuning into this and enjoy the rest of our conversation with Luke Mathers.
That, what you just heard, what was it? What's it called? The cheese tax song?
Yeah, it went viral. It was the cheese tax song. I don't know if it has a formal name, but that's how I refer to it.
Our other friend and colleague, Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Even though she's on maternity leave, a well-deserved maternity leave, she's still working. You understand there's no off switch on Kristen Bry. She is always on, and she sent us that. Do we all have a video from her?
That's how it went.
The
viral
song
online.
Has a video, and it's just this cute little puppy, and it's videos of somebody cooking something. They open the cheese drawer and just move the camera, and you see the puppy just scamper across the kitchen.
The dogs are smart. They know all dogs hail from Wisconsin, I guess. They just know that the cheese is delicious, and they want some cheese.
So thank you, Kristen Bry, for sending us that cut, and check out her TikTok video, Kristen Bry, on all the social media platforms there are. You can check her out. All of them. She's on all of them. Yeah. On TikTok, on X, Twitter, Insta, Facebook, on YouTube. You can find her at X Goes Wisconsin, Kristen Bry.
And now, the Civic Media app.
And that's very nice.
There you go. There you go, Mr. Somers.
So we want to remind people now, our Joanne Krulatz, news director at WRCE, WRCO, reminds us that although this is funny, Joanne being our mom here saying, guys, there are things you should not feed your dog. And she's absolutely right about this. I know chocolate's one. Don't feed your dog chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What else?
Garlic's a big one. Yeah. They can't have any garlic. So that's a... you learn the hard way when dogs eat things that they're not supposed to. Garlic's one of those ones. Just you don't want to learn the hard way. So just avoid it. Grapes are a big one. No grapes for dogs.
No cherries?
As long as you remove the pit, I think it's fine, though.
As long as you remove the pit and leaves and stem and all that, if it's just the flesh, it can. If it's a small dog, it might get stuck
Mr.
in there.
Mr. Zomer said he has an article from Krulatz.
You'll pass. He'll post that from Joanne Krulatz? Sorry.
Make sure you keep them away from tinsel and ribbons when it comes closer to Christmas.
All right.
If you do get them treats that are approved or human food that is approved, don't give it to them all at once.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. It has to be just, a piece here or there.
That has been a question that has floated around the household, though, of how much Remy could eat of the cheese block. And, we've never done the experiment, but, I want to know when he would cut off. Because, it's a 2-pound block of cheese. It's Costco cheese. We get the big block of cheese, and the thought always runs my mind of I wonder how much of this he could eat in one sitting. And like, I think it would be an unhealthy amount.
A huge amount.
Yeah, he just doesn't know how to
read. You'd be at the vet for a long
probably.
Time.
Probably. Yeah. Or, so like, obviously I will never try that experiment, but the thought has crossed my mind and be like curious of how much of cheese my dog could eat. But we won't let him go there. No, it's in little bits. It's the cheese tax. It's just a little bit off of the shreddings. That's all.
So did we miss any sports, Lukester, for the last segment here? We got the Wisconsin men's basketball team playing tomorrow night. We've got Packer football.
And throughout the weekend, depending on how the tournament goes.
Right, and throughout the weekend, depending upon the tournament. You got the Bucks here the next couple of days, and you've got the Packers on Thanksgiving Day proper. They're the middle. They start like 11:30, I think.
Yeah, they're the first game. So there's three NFL games across Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Packers and the Lions. Lions always host it first. Yeah. So they're the... They're first. Then you got the Commanders and the Cowboys after that, and then 49ers Seahawks big, round out the night. So,
big weekend for a big day for football on Thanksgiving.
And it'll be interesting. They're doing the first ever Black Friday games because this is the way the streaming works now and the media conglomerates that are out there of who's got the rights to broadcast what.
I know.
Amazon Prime has Thursday nights, but like Thanksgiving was a carve out of those Thursday nights, and Amazon's like, well, we don't want to lose our one Thursday night out of the year, so we're going to play our Thursday night game that everybody else gets dibs on of Thanksgiving. We're going to just take that game and we're going to put it on a Friday. So first ever Black Friday game. It's going to be the Dolphins versus the Jets on Friday. So I want to say that kicks off midday in 2 o'clock hour, 2 or 3
I think
o'clock
so,
hour,
something like that.
And then the Bucks round out the weekend though too with a very interesting game. The Portland Trailblazers are going to come to Milwaukee. Damian Lillard going to play against his former team for the first time in a Bucks uniform. So that will be interesting. We've got a couple of those matchups this week with Drew Holiday coming, or we're going to Drew Holiday, and he gets to play against the Bucks for the first time, and then Damian Lillard gets to play against the Trailblazers for the first time.
On Thanksgiving, NBC, I think, has the final game. The Seahawks Commanders.
It's like a Sunday night.
And it's only available, I understand, on NBC broadcast because they didn't want to put it on Peacock for afraid it'd be carved up.
Look at you. You so delicately walked up to that punchline. You didn't want to get ahead of your skis on that one. You were just timing that so carefully. You're like, I can do this.
What are you having for Thanksgiving? Peacock.
That would be a bad thing.
You don't want to have any peacock.
What are you having for Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm going back to Richland Center. Mom's hosting a big Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to be helping cook. As a matter of fact, we are broadcasting our show tomorrow from the RC. We have not yet decided whether it will be in the WRCE studios or what we may do it from Mom's kitchen. We may.
Just with all the timers and stuff going on in the background, well, with all the prep work.
You know, I mean, like Julia Child. And so you have the bird, and you like to pat it first, and, you know.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. It'll be high-class entertainment.
I expect nothing else.
Here's what I want to just see if neighbors will stop by.
Yeah.
You know, and just have conversations with
pop
her.
Just in.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Going to my sister's. She's a big fan of hosting Thanksgiving, so we'll get to see all the nieces and nephews. It'll be a great time. Looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to just also, you know, having some time. Black Friday is like a big day for a lot of other people. I think it's going to be a quiet day. So yeah, I don't plan on doing any of the shopping. I don't plan on doing any of the chaos.
No.
Maybe go pick out a Christmas tree, as much as it pains me to say that already, because it's so early in my mind, but not the case necessarily.
You do a real tree?
Yes.
I go cut one for my mom, and she is begging, because she has a very high ceiling. And so I like
a nice setup then.
It is. And so I have just a little apartment, so I don't get anything big. But, you know, my mom, she begged me over the last week. She goes, can we please just not get one so big this year?
You're like, no, you got to utilize the whole space.
Exactly. You have to live for the day. Seize the moment. Luke Mathers, happy Thanksgiving
happy
to you and your
Thanksgiving,
family.
Happy Thanksgiving, Todd. To you as well.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Luke Mathers, ladies and gentlemen, here every Tuesday for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, Larissa Zommers, Dale Schultz, Tim Cullen, and all of you. Wherever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct is next on Civic Media.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Claudine Gay has resigned as president of Harvard University.